אביי רחם ישראל פוסוב.
First thing I have to start off to say is that I'm definitely not a bar hachi. I'm definitely not somebody who's big enough to be maspid the biggest Rosh Hashiva in the world. But a bunch of boys have already asked me, why are we going? What shaykhs do I have to him? What connection? I feel it necessary to kind of make an impression on you guys about who the Rosh Hashiva was. I had the schus to learn Mir Yeshiva for 11 years. The Gemara in Yuma brings down that three people, when you come upstairs to Shemayim, three people come to testify against you. They said Hillel is going to come to testify on the Aniyim. Hillel is going to come to testify on the poor people, that when they ask an Ani, when if you're a poor man, you come up to Shemayim and the Kodesh Baruch Hu asks you, why didn't you learn Torah? Why didn't you succeed? So of course the poor man's going to try to get out of it by saying, what do you mean? I was poor. I had to work all day and all night. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to get Hillel to stand up, and Hillel's going to stand up and say, were you any poorer than me? Everybody knows the famous story with Hillel. He used to make a trepet, which is basically a dollar a day. Half he used to spend on his family, half he used to pay the guy who watched him in base measures. When Hillel didn't make enough money to actually pay the guy, so he climbed up to the skylight and put his head there. So he should hear what's going on in the base measures. And then it started to snow and he didn't notice. And he got frozen to the window. And they had to pull him down on Shabbos and heat up water on Shabbos to save him. So you think you were poor? You think you have an excuse? Look at Hillel. The rich man comes up. Why didn't you learn Torah? Why didn't you succeed? What do you mean? I have so many businesses to attend to. I have so many things in my mind all the time. Running from one thing to the next, business meeting after business meeting, I couldn't learn. They said, are you wealthier? Were you wealthier than Malazim Chasma? Malazim Chasma, right, he had, I think it's 36 cities, and each of the 36 cities he had 36 fleets of ships. And what did he do? He used to pack up a little sandwich bag and move from city to city every single day just to learn Torah, so that nobody would bother him. You think you have an excuse? And the Russia stands up. The Russia stands up and the Russia says, Kodesh Baruch Hu looks at the Russia and he says, why did you learn Torah? He says, I had a greater Yetzirah than anybody else in the world. I couldn't learn. So Yosef HaTzadik gets up. He says, you think you had a tougher Yetzirah? I had the toughest Yetzirah ever to exist. And I still became me. But I'm telling you guys, there's going to be a fourth person that stands up. And that's going to be the Rosh Hashiva. That's going to be Rav Tzvi Finkel. He's going to stand up and testify to every single modern Orthodox kid. Why didn't you succeed? Rav Tzvi Finkel came to Eretz Yisrael as a 16-year-old boy in jeans and a t-shirt. He came here from Chicago, went to the academy, was captain of the basketball team. And he became the biggest Rosh Hashiva in the world. Lama lo yasakta be'oraisa. Why didn't you learn Torah? You think you have an excuse? Oh, it's hard for me to learn Gemara. You think you have an excuse? Oh, I was born a modern Orthodox kid for 18 years. There's nothing you think I was going to get up there and testify against every single one of you in Shemayim. Why you didn't succeed? It doesn't mean that you have to become a Rosh Hashiva, but you can succeed. Rav Tzvi Finkel built Mir Yeshiva. when Rav Zvi Finkel took over Mir Yeshiva had something like 200 Bachurmen. Now Mir Yeshiva has 5,000 Bachurmen. He carried the yoke of the yeshiva. And it's funny, I was just discussing this with Rolovi. You know, you could be in the yeshiva of what? 85 guys. And some guys feel I have nothing to do with the Rosh Yeshiva. I guarantee you that every single guy in the yeshiva right now is crying. Because every single one of them feels a personal connection with the Rosh Yeshiva. 5,000 guys strong. It was a 5,000 person family. And any person that ever needed to speak to the Rosh Yeshiva, any person that needed his time, and he had the biggest, you know, you think, you know, whatever yeshiva you're in, you think you have financial debt. I mean, just imagine what it takes to fund the yeshiva. And even with all that yoke on his shoulders, he took the time out that anybody who wanted to speak to him could find the time to speak to him. And he would listen to them. And he would talk to them. You hear about people's yisurins. Now you have to think about it. You guys have never, most of you have probably never seen Nelson Tzvi before in your life. Nelson Tzvi had Parkinson's disease. He had another excuse why not to succeed. Nelson Tzvi refused to take the medicine that calms down the symptoms of Parkinson's disease. Why? Because it affects your mental state. And even if it would have made him much more comfortable in life, he couldn't imagine life without learning. So he didn't take the medicine. Once I was in Nostri's house, and I know you guys can't even fathom this. And Nostri was giving us a chabura. And his body was shaking violently. I don't know if you guys have ever witnessed somebody who has Parkinson's disease. And literally, he was holding on with both hands to either side of the chair. Try to control it. And at one point, he fell over. And he continued giving the chabura from the floor. No excuses. He never accepted any for himself. You know, when you think you hear a sheep dying, you think, okay, some old guy with a really long white beard. Okay, it was his time. He was 68 years old. 68 years old. I don't know about you guys, but I'm terrified. I'm absolutely terrified. I have no idea what's going on in the world. Any person in the Jewish world knows what's, looks at what's happening. Kadosh Baruch Hu is plucking tzaddik after tzaddik out of this world. Who knows what's going to happen to us? Who's going to step up? Who's going to take over? We're a Dor Yosem, we're an orphan generation. Tzaddikim have the ability to get up and they have to take the, you know, they take the yoke of the tzimur on their shoulders. You see, Avram in this week's parasha, even against stone, who represented everything that was the antithesis of what Avram believed in, Avram was willing to stand up and go to go to bat for them. That's what a tzaddik does. Who are going to be the tzaddikim in the next generation? Who are going to stand up and take the yoke of Klal Yisrael on their shoulders? And every single one of you is probably thinking, not me, it'll be him. But why not you? The Gemara in Ksuvos brings out a very, very interesting maisa. And it said that when Yehuda HaNasi died, any single person that was present at the funeral of Yehuda HaNasi, who was the leader of Klal Yisrael, a bas kol resounded and said that they were mezumen l'chai olam haba. They were destined for olam haba. Now why is that? Why was it such a big schus to be at his patira, to go to his levaya? You want to know why you go to his levaya? Because you can tap into what he's leaving behind. You realize now there's a gap in Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael needs leaders. Both Rosh Yeshivas and just leaders in general. You realize there's a void and you step up. I don't know what's going to happen to us. I really don't. I'm scared. I don't know what type of kapara Klai Yisrael needed that a Kadosh Baruch Hu needs to take all of our tzaddikim away. I remember shortly after September 11th, my Rebbe was giving a drasha. And he said, don't worry, we don't need to worry. As long as Rosh Hashanah is alive, he's making on Klai Yisrael, he's protecting Klai Yisrael. Then 3 weeks later, Rosh Hashanah was nifted. Now I really got scared. I don't know what message HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to tell us. But I do know that he's sending a resounding message to every single one of us. It's time to step up. It's time to start realizing that your excuses mean nothing. You can succeed if you try. Rav Nachman Zuf Finkel is the biggest proof of that. Regular, everyday, non-Orthodox kid from Chicago. Captain of the basketball team in Idaho. Left this world as the Rosh Yeshiva of the biggest Torah institution in the world. And had it not for Mir Yeshiva, I don't know if I would be standing here right now. So yeah, if for anything other than a curse of Tov, you have to go. But just recognize that after you die, after 120, Nassim Tzvi is going to be the one who's going to be greeting you in Gan Eden. Hopefully you're at the gates. And asking you why you didn't succeed. It's Hashem. We should become a Melech Tzioshe for us in Shemayim. He should look down at all his Talmidim in an old Klai Yisrael. And his Nisa should be Mechaper for us. And Mitzvah Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring Mashiach Tzidkenu. Mach Hashem Dinu Me'akopanim Me'im HaRambam.